My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I'm so excited you're here today listening. Wherever you are in the world, welcome, my gorgeous queen. Today is a very, very exciting day for Healthy But Human. If you are watching, oh my goodness, so crazy to say that. We are filming the show today. This is a first. Actually, it's not first. I've done it before. But this is going to be my first time officially uploading it to Spotify. So if you are a Spotify listener, you can now watch the podcast. If you listened last week, I was talking about some things that I'm really, really wanting to do for Healthy But Human in the upcoming future. And one of my big goals I've had is to finally film this podcast. I have been putting it off for a very long time. I feel like I've just been making excuses for myself. I've been nervous to film it, nervous for some reason to just be on camera. I don't know, can't explain that one. But I'm so excited to officially have the show on Spotify. And I want to get like a cute little Healthy But Human thing in the background and all the stuff. Also, I just have to shed some realness on filming right now. You can't see this, but I have this light ring. It is the probably jankiest thing I could possibly have at the moment. I have done many questionable things with my light rings as a content creator over the years, but I think today is the probably worst thing I have done with the light ring. Not the worst, but most innovative. We'll use a more positive word. My light ring is simply destroyed. The base of it is like bent and it doesn't stand up on its own. It falls over. I don't know exactly what happened. I think I have a walking pad in my office. I think it got squished under the walking pad. So currently I have this stand. I don't even know how it's standing up, to be honest. I have a piece of coral that I found in my house and I stood it up vertically underneath the little legs on the tripod that are just completely messed up. Somehow it's standing up. Also, there's a glitch in the system of the light ring. It started out really bright and then just dimmed. So that's new. That's questionable. But we're making it work today. And this is just living proof that if you are looking to start a podcast or want to start being a content creator or want to start a business, whatever you're dreaming of doing, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to have all the most glamorous technology, equipment, stuff to do it. This is something I have truly lived by for years now. I have the same camera I had when I first started. No. It's the second camera I had. I had literally a photography camera. I still have it. It's so good. I started filming my workouts on YouTube with that camera, but you know, it wasn't meant to be a video camera. So I got this video camera in 2021. I still have the same one and it works. I film my workouts on it. That is literally what is used for Sweaty Studio and it's perfect. I would love to upgrade one day, but let me tell you, this is just proof that you don't have to have all the fancy smancy light boxes, $1,000+ cameras to really go after your dreams. Take it from me, you don't have to have it. It's nice, it upgrades things, but you can still go after your dreams even with a little scrappy tripod balanced by a coral piece of rock. Anyways, aside from the point of the ramble, I am excited for this new chapter of Healthy But Human. I am so excited. It feels so good. And I am just so excited. But before we, let's just like move on from my excitement for now. But I want to just get into today's topic. Try and keep this episode a little bit quicker, powerhouse kind of episode. I actually asked you guys in our Geneva group chat what topic you want me to talk about today on the podcast. And if you didn't already know, we have a group chat for our Healthy But Human listeners, HBH fam forever. Definitely join it if you're looking for an awesome community of my gals who listen to the podcast as well. A lot of the conversations are around wanting to get closer to God, wanting to connect with new friends, questions that maybe you don't want to just post online, the more intimate personal questions. I love it for that reason. I feel like we're in a little, we have like a little girl gang group chat going on. So anyways, I asked the question today and it was really interesting because you guys wanted me to talk about spiritual dryness. It's so funny because sometimes I've just had this over and over again with the podcast. I feel like the topics you want me to talk about are the things that I'm personally struggling with in my own life. This has been a thing now for literally years. Like, this isn't new. And it's so interesting to me. I feel like it just is proof in itself that God has me walking through different challenges for a reason, to truly, truly help other people, share my own story, share things that have been helping me during the seasons. And I've talked about it on, I think, last week's episode. I talked about it the week before, but spiritual dryness has definitely been something I've struggled with since giving birth and just having like a totally new schedule, totally new life, just everything. So I am going to just do a deep dive into spiritual dryness today. I think we have had, I've touched on it, but I just made a whole outline on what has really helped me and what I'm going to continue doing in my own walk with the Lord to get out of this rut of feeling spiritually dry. And that leads me into something so exciting that I literally am off the charts about and I decided that we're going to do today. It's going to launch tomorrow, so please pray for me as I make this today. But we're going to have a November Bible challenge. I'm so excited for this. We've never done a Bible challenge before in our HBH history. We had a virtual Bible study and it was incredible, but I think this is going to be something that literally will help every single one of us in this family. What it's going to be is we're going to have a daily chapter of scripture that we read, and then from there I'm thinking I want to, like, I've seen a lot of Bible challenges where it's like reading the Bible and that's kind of it, but I want to really make a challenge for us where we are encountering the Lord daily. We are growing in our relationship with Him. It's not necessarily like something we can just check off for the day and be done with the challenge, but it's actually a tool we can use to get closer to God again. So I'm going to be working on that today. I'm going to link it in the episode. So by the time this episode does go live tomorrow, or whenever you're watching it, you can look in the show notes and you can download our November challenge, Bible challenge, little freebie guide thing. Anyways, that is so exciting for announcements. Let's just get into our self-check-in and then we'll get into our topic today. So I want you to just ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how am I really feeling today? And just be so real with yourself here, following up that question with why do I feel how I feel? Maybe something happened in your day, maybe nothing happened in your day. Just trying to pinpoint it. And now I want you to ask yourself, what can I do today to really just increase that number on the scale? Maybe it's going a walk. Maybe it's giving your dog a hug. Maybe it's just taking time to worship the Lord. Whatever it is, I want you to just choose one thing and tell yourself, I am holding myself accountable to doing fill in the blank with whatever it is today. Okay? I'm holding you accountable. Now I want you to ask yourself, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? You know the drill. If you have or not, let's all grab our waters and hydrate in 3, 2, 1. Cheers, my gorgeous queen. Whew. Okay, super side note. I have a Healthy But Human water bottle I literally made last year and have not launched it for you guys. If you'd like one of the water bottles, let me know and I'll actually launch that. But it's super cute. It's like a little hydro flask and it has all these cute little like affirmations and things on it. Anyways, I got sidetracked there. Next question. If I want you to just ask yourself here, what is something that I just deeply am grateful for in my life? I always say gratitude is the best attitude. And I want you to just think about something you're so grateful for. It could be little, big, whatever it is, just pick it. Okay, final thing we're doing in our self-check-in today is I want you to just give yourself a big hug. I know sometimes it feels weird, but just give yourself a big hug. Tell yourself, I'm doing an amazing job. Oh, just hype yourself up here. Okay. Little just quick thing. Last week, I had a really bad week. Mentally, I was an actual hot mess. I definitely had a lot of moments where I was just like, I can't do this. That feeling. I can't do this. Like, it is beyond me. I felt so discouraged and just so down in the dumps. And so if you're feeling like that in your own life, I just want to encourage you to speak over yourself, I can do it. And give yourself a hug. Even if you feel like you have 1,000 things piled up on you that feel impossible, I just want you to know that you are capable of doing it and you don't have to do it alone. You're not alone in this. Jesus is walking with you through every single thing. Invite him into your weaknesses. Invite him into the moments where you really feel like you can't do it. Be like, God, I feel like I can't do this. I need your help. And he will give you strength. He will give you strength in the weakness. So that leads me into our topic today, spiritual dryness, baby. Okay, so I have touched on this, like I said before, and this has definitely been a theme in my own life, feeling spiritually dry. I felt spiritually dry after the birth. And I think it's just because, like, honestly, we're going to get into causes, things that can cause spiritual dryness. For me, it's been this big excuse of I don't have enough time. Or I'm too tired. Those have been my two excuses. So I made a whole list of what can cause us to feel this distance from God. Spiritual dryness is feeling far from God, feeling like you are kind of in a place of stagnancy with God. And things that cause us to feel far from God. Oh, my light ring just turned back on. Things that cause us to feel far from God. Here's a list of things I wrote down that I have personally experienced before. So the first thing is excuses. Oh my goodness, excuses are just such a number one thing that causes us to feel far from God. Things like, I don't have time. I don't hear God. I don't know how to get close to God. It's boring. People give up sometimes when we don't feel like we have a super spiritual experience every day. Oh my gosh, this has totally been me before. Like, if I feel like I don't feel the Lord's presence, I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel far from God. I'm far from God. And then because that one day I maybe didn't have that supernatural encounter, like that has set me off on a track of being just distant in general, when maybe that day, like, I was believing a lie and that was blocking me from hearing God or whatever the case is. Like, I think that's something a lot of people struggle with. Even after, if let's say you go to a conference, like the Passion Conference or one big Christian conference, you know what I'm talking about, or a retreat, I feel like the spiritual high is so real. And sometimes after a big Jesus encounter, we can feel dry. Like, I haven't had that same feeling again. And that's something else that can cause it. Also, I think questioning if we really hear the Lord, that's huge. Like, experiencing doubt. I definitely have had a lot of things like that happen where I definitely heard the Lord correctly. And then I'll have the enemy's chatter be like, oh, really? Like, that was you. That wasn't God. And then I'll later down the line realize it was totally the Lord speaking to me. So that voice of doubt tries to pull us from the Lord as well, and spiritual dryness. Also, I think just the slow drifting away. It is interesting how when we skip more than one day. So, okay. A book I like to reference is Atomic Habits. In Atomic Habits by James Clear, he talks about how it's really important to not skip more than 2 days. When you skip more than 2 days, that is when a routine can be broken really easily. So sometimes, yes, skipping one day happens. But it's when we skip the next day that we can start to kind of go down this new path of, oh, like I don't actually need to spend time with the Lord each day. And then slowly you're pulled further and further and further away. Then one day you wake up and you're like, I feel so far from God. Like, what happened? That has been my life recently. And we'll get into how you can get back when you have slowly drifted away. It happens. Another thing that can pull us from the Lord is just having a new routine, having life changes. Like for me, the birth, oh my gosh, my entire life has changed. I have a little cutie patootie bean who relies on me for so much. And I didn't have that before. So I don't feel like I have as much free time. I've definitely been more exhausted, which also can lead to that feeling of, I feel like I can't focus on the Lord. Okay, the next thing is not putting God first in our life. That one's huge. I've also struggled with this one recently as well. Putting other things above God, putting work above God. Like I said, it's interesting because I've noticed with spiritual dryness, it's not even that all spiritual dryness happens overnight. I think spiritual dryness is an accumulation of small decisions that we make each day that slowly pull us farther and farther from God. So let's say we wake up one morning and we would go and just immediately hang out with the Lord and start our day with the Lord. One morning we wake up and we feel like this urge to check our work email. We check the work email that day. What happens the next day? We have the same urge. We check our work email again. We know we shouldn't, but we do it anyways. And then what happens the next day? We get in this habit of picking up our phone first thing, checking our notifications instead of checking on the Lord. And that is what can start to pull us far and far away from God. The next thing is distraction. Oh my gosh, distraction. Like there are so many things in our life vying for our attention. And I've really found like if I am distracted and I don't silence those racing thoughts, they try and pull me from the Lord. I think it was in a sermon I actually listened to. The guy was talking about how, I think it was Martin Luther King Jr. The day he wrote the speech that he gave that literally changed our entire history, he couldn't sleep during the night. And then apparently he got up and he made himself a cup of coffee and I think he prayed or something, and that's when he started having this whole like inspiration to write the speech. The guy talks about how it'd be really interesting if Martin Luther King Jr. had a phone on that night, and if he, instead of praying, spending time with God, he checked Instagram. Like, would that whole thing have happened? It really got me thinking about distraction. I was like, huh. That's so true. Like, what in our lives have we totally missed out on because we have grabbed our phone at a stoplight and checked Instagram instead of talking to God about something in that moment? Like, it's such food for thought, you know? Okay, the next thing is having not fruitful relationships. It's so true. You become who you hang out with. If you're hanging out with people who don't love the Lord, who are pursuing things that are of the world, chances are you're probably going to start to fall into the same pattern as them if you aren't really keeping yourself in check and filling up your cup every single day. Like, it's so real. It's important to hang out with people who are also pursuing the Lord. And like I've said this before, there are different levels of friendship. We have our close inner circle of people. Those are the people who we aspire to be like, who pour into us, who are just incredible, incredible friends. But then we have more friends that are not quite as close to us, who maybe aren't believers or whatever the case is. Like, it's really interesting. And read the book, Find Your People by Jenny Allen. She talks more about this, but truly, like, the people you surround yourself with are the people you become. Next thing is making idols of things that are not God. You can make an idol out of your kid. You can make an idol out of your dog. You can make an idol out of your workouts, your work, whatever it is. Like, these are things, idols are things you put before the Lord. And so we'll get into what to do if you have an idol in your life. I have totally experienced that recently. So we'll get into it. And I'm just talking from a place of, these are things I have experienced recently. I'm sharing them in order to help, hopefully help someone else. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My sweaty studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together. Today's episode is brought to you by Glorify, the number one Christian daily devotional app. If you're anything like me, you might find it challenging sometimes to grow in your relationship with God. Maybe you open your Bible and you just don't know where to start, or you feel like you don't have a whole lot of time in your day. Trust me, I've been there. But that's exactly where Glorify comes in. Glorify makes it super easy to stay connected with God every single day. You can kick off your morning with the Bible passage of the day, dive into a meaningful daily devotional, and even wrap it up with their immersive daily walk with God. And if you need a moment of peace in the middle of a busy day, Glorify's guided meditations and worship playlists are perfect for you. I think my favorite part is how easy the app is to navigate and how their daily devotional truly can just integrate into any moment of your day. I actually was cooking some lunch and I just popped it on and I felt so much closer to the Lord within like 5 minutes. Whether you're strong in your faith or simply curious, Glorify has something for everyone. Join over 20 million people who've already downloaded the app and deepened their relationship with God. The best part? The Glorify app is free and it's easy to get started. Visit glorify-app.com/Cali right now to download the Glorify app. That's glorify-app.com/Cali. It's free. glorify-app.com/Cali. Hello, my gorgeous queen. I'm so excited to share something that I know will be a game changer for you. If you're dealing with a miserable that time of the month, feeling bloated, having cravings, or struggling with sleep, you're going to want to hear about this. Meet Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth, a supplement designed to support your body's natural balance, making things like PMS, mood swings, and even menopause symptoms easier to manage. Plus, it's plant-based, gluten-free, and full of herbal adaptogens that help your body adapt to stress, something we all need. My favorite core ingredients that make up Hormone Harmony are the adaptogens like ashwagandha extract, which helps the body handle stress from hormonal changes and cortisol levels. Another key ingredient I personally love is maca root extract, which can give you sustained energy, helping with mild mood swings and supporting a healthy drive. I've heard so many incredible stories from women who say they feel like themselves again after using Hormone Harmony, whether it's helping with sleep quality, reducing occasional bloating, or just supporting their overall well-being. It's truly making a difference for women all over the world. And here's the best part. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, and there are over 17,000 glowing reviews from women who love the way it makes them feel. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com by using my code CALI at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and don't forget to use CALI for 15% off today. You're gonna love it.
The future of cool, comfortable sleep is here. Introducing the new Sleep Number Climate Cool Smart Bed. The only smart bed in the world that actively cools and effortlessly adjusts to both of you. Sleep up to 15 degrees cooler on each side. It actively cools to keep you cool and comfortable throughout the night. Save on smart beds now during our fall sale. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Okay, so let's now get into what to do when you feel spiritually dry. I made 5 steps that I've been pursuing in my own life, and I'm gonna keep doing. These are just steps that have helped me a lot. So take what you want, leave what you want. Okay, step number one is really test your heart. Do I truly, and you can ask yourself this question, do I desire closeness to God, or am I simply wanting to be a good Christian? Oof. That's something I actually had to ask myself. You guys, legalism can sneak in if we don't catch it. What is legalism? Legalism is this religious, I think it's a religious spirit. It's this thing that basically is trying to tell us we have to do good works in order to please the Lord, that we have to constantly be checking off the box each day with our quiet time, that we, it's this thing where it basically is completely telling us lies that are not true. The Lord tells us that we do not need to do works to get his love. He already loves us. We don't need to prove things to God. Legalism is trying to make us feel like we have to work to earn God's love. Okay? So I have had to test my heart with this. Like, am I deeply wanting a relationship with God? Is that why the spiritual dryness is bothering me? Or is it bothering me because I am wanting to feel like I'm a good person? So really get real with yourself for a second. And it's okay. If you feel the second one, I've been there. Okay? All right. The next step I want you to do is repent. Repentance is a power move to feeling close to God again. The way that I love to repent is to apologize to God and to ask him to give me the strength to change. So in things that I'm struggling with, like whether we're talking about like the idols, repent for having an idol in my life and asking God to have strength to get rid of that idol in my life and to keep me in check, to convict me if that idol is trying to become an idol again. Also too, just asking God to purify your heart's motives and desires. Surrender your feeling of distance to him and lay it at his feet. We don't have to carry this feeling of just spiritual dryness. We can let Jesus in on it, and it's so beautiful. He cares about us. He wants to be close to us. And then I love to just imagine that feeling in my hands, and then I just literally like reach out to Jesus and just drop it at his feet. I'm like, here you go, Lord, take it from my plate. Okay, step number three is to invite the Holy Spirit in and ask Jesus to reveal where he is in your life right then and there in that moment. So we can actually all do this together. I want you to just right now, if you can close your eyes. If not, you can do it with your eyes open too. I just invite the Holy Spirit to just fill every single person listening to this podcast right now. Just pour out your spirit on them, Lord. Fill their space with your love, with your peace, with your kindness, and your joy. Holy Spirit, I just pray to reveal where is Jesus right now in every person listening's life. I pray they just experience his presence and just feel his presence. And so if you're listening to this right now, I want you to just invite Jesus in and ask him, Jesus, where are you right now in my life? Maybe you'll feel a presence to your right or to your left. I feel him to my right now. If you don't feel him, just sit in a little bit longer. Because knowing that Jesus is never leaving us, he's always walking with us, he's always with us, he's our shepherd, we're his sheep, he's always in your life, no matter if you're taking a nice poop on the toilet, he's with you. If you're laying in bed, he's with you. Like, he's never leaving you. Okay, step number four is to worship and praise God. Make this time about him, not you. I think I've been guilty of in spiritual dryness just being like, I feel close. I feel far from God. I want to be close to him. Me. But ultimately, like, God is the God of the universe, and it's so important to worship him. Truly, worshiping God is so powerful. Praising God, thanking him for the little things in our life. It's like if you had a friend, and every time you hung out with your friend, you made the conversation just about you. Like, you never, ever really pressed into your friend, wanting to get to know more about your friend, really, like, encouraging your friend, uplifting your friend. Like, our relationship with God, it's a friendship, too. Like, we are friends with him. He is our father. And so I just encourage us to not be as selfish about just our relationship with God. Make it about him. And then the next thing, too, is I also just want to say, like, also don't feel guilty, though, if you are you've made it about you a lot. Like, I've made it about me a lot. And the thing is, he wants to know about our lives. Like, never feel like you can't let Jesus into a struggle in your life. Like, that's not selfish. I think what I'm trying to say is that it's just important that we do, like, realize God isn't just a genie in the bottle. He is literally, he's our God. Like, it's important to worship him and praise him and revere him and respect him. Like, those are other things that I personally want to work on in my own walk with God. So step number five to getting out of spiritual dryness, ask God to reveal any darkness, blockages, strongholds, unforgiveness, anything that is causing you to not feel close to him. Maybe there's an open door in your life somewhere that you didn't even realize is there, that is allowing something into your life, a little voice in your head that's trying to pull you away from the Lord. Maybe you're believing a lie that God has turned his back on you. Maybe you're believing a lie that God is mad at you. Like, whatever it is, I want you to just ask God to reveal to you what is causing this rift in your relationship with him. It's literally the same thing as having a friend and you guys getting a little like phase where you feel far away, and you just have to have that communication to get back it together, being close together again. It's so important. And then if you are revealed from the Lord that you have any sort of darkness in your life that is causing you to be far from God, I just encourage you right now to just speak out, bind and cast out that darkness, call it out by name, and then say, in Jesus' name, I command this, whatever it is, a spirit of, let's say, anxiety or depression, I bind and cast out the spirit of anxiety, depression out of my life in Jesus' name and command it to leave, go to the feet of Jesus, never come back again. Like, we have so much authority through Jesus to get rid of any just clutter, darkness, ickiness out of our lives. So we need to operate in that authority and strength. And if you have questions about how to do that, I'm going to link an episode below that talks more about deliverance, all of these things. Deliverance is truly not scary. I know it is so portrayed by the media as this terrifying thing. Trust me, it's not. You're like, we cannot be possessed by a demon. Like, that's just not real. It can be real, but this is not what deliverance is. Like, it's just literally freedom from this oppression. Like, let's say you have anxiety in your life. It's chronic. You feel like you just, no matter what you do, you just can't get rid of this constant anxiety in your gut. I have had that before. It is literally this just annoying little flea of anxiety. Like, just flick it off. Use your authority in Christ. Get rid of it. And tell it to leave. Like, you don't have to continue to operate from this place of that thing oppressing you. So I'm going to link the episode below. We talk a lot more about that and get more into it. It's super cool and it has changed my life forever. All right, wrapping up this episode, I'm going to just give us some quick ways that are really fun ideas to hang out with Jesus, things that I think will just keep spicing up your relationship with him. Okay, the first one is worship walks. Praise music while you're walking. The next one is worship literally anytime. You can worship him while you're doing dishes. You can worship him while you're working. I think just listening to worship music, singing is incredible. And I mean, worship is not limited to just singing. Like, you can also dance. That's another fun idea I had for you. You can just thank him, be like, praise you, Jesus, for this thing. Also journaling, asking him questions, waiting to hear his voice. Like, that's a really fun way you can hang out with Jesus. I also love to read scripture and get to know his character. So definitely join our November Bible Challenge, link below. Gratitude, praise him in everything. Acknowledge him in your life. Next one is painting with him. I'm so excited to try this one out. Literally go outside with a canvas and some paint and then ask the Holy Spirit to just put something in your mind to paint and just start painting it. Dancing with him, I already said that. Imagine you are getting coffee with Jesus. Make a cup of coffee or go to a coffee shop and just start talking to Jesus, whether it's praying in your mind, whether it's journaling and just talking to him on your journal. Like, literally just get coffee with him. Like, how cool is that, that we can get coffee with the God of the universe? All right, ask him to help you pick out an outfit. Okay, my friends love doing this one. Literally just go into your closet. You don't have to get religious about this. It's not saying that every single move you have to ask him to do, like, tell you what to do. But okay, let's say you're just like wanting some inspiration for an outfit. You can go into your closet and ask the Lord to just show you, like, God, like, help me pick out an outfit today. And apparently he can like, he'll like put pieces on your mind, and my friends like, they say it's so cool, so I want to do that one. Also doing Pilates and praise. Oh my goodness, I have Pilates and praise workouts on my website Sweaty Studio and my app Sweaty Studio. Also on YouTube I have some. These are just workouts that blend worship music with affirmations that are rooted in Christ, so that's a really fun way you can move your body, do get your workout in, and hang out with Jesus. Like, we love that. Prayer, a staple. Prayer is so powerful. Just praying out loud, to use your voice to declare things over yourself. Read scripture out loud over yourself. Okay, and then lastly, seeking his presence in everyday life, whether that's your commute to work, whether that's working on a laptop, doing your dishes, whether that's doing chores, whatever it is, just seek him in every single moment of your life. Pray the prayer of, where are you right now, Jesus? And then hang out with him in that. And then finally, I just want to say, a relationship cannot be one-sided. Jesus is always pursuing us, but it's us that stops us, that stops pursuing him. Let me read that one more time for you guys. A relationship can't be one-sided. Jesus is always pursuing us, but it's us that is not always pursuing him. So I just challenge you to pursue him every day, whether it's for 1 minute, 30 minutes. Just start small. Start pursuing the Lord again. Act like you would when you meet someone and you want to get close to them. That is how it is with Jesus. So I hope this episode helps you a lot with spiritual dryness. These are things I'm going to be implementing in my life this week. So I'm holding you accountable to something I'm also going to be doing. We're not in this alone, okay? Also, make sure you join the Geneva group chat. I'll link it below, so you just know for sure you are not alone in this walk. Like, you have other people around you experiencing the same things. No one's doing it alone. And also, too, make sure you check out our November Bible Challenge below. It's going to be so much fun. I'm so pumped for you to join it. And lastly, but not least, I also have a fun Pilates challenge that's starting on Monday as well. So you can do your Bible challenge and then you can do your Pilates challenge, and it's going to be incredible. It is a 28-day glow up Pilates challenge. So we're going to glow up mind, body, and then the Bible challenge is our spiritual glow up. So we got all the bases covered for November. Definitely go check that out below. I have a free trial for you to try it out. Finish the year strong. Let's do this together, you guys. Also, if you love the episode, send it to a friend. Send it to a friend who definitely wants to get closer to God. Send it to a friend who you think this episode would help brighten their life. And also feel free to share on your stories. Tag us at Healthy Be Human Pod. You can tag me at Callie Gwally. I'll be sure to repost you. Let me know anything from this episode that stood out to you. Apparently, you can now like comment on the episode on Spotify if you're listening on Spotify. So leave your comments below, things you love, things that your thoughts you took away from. I would love to hear from you. And I'll see you next time. Keep having the best day, shining, being amazing, spreading light and love to others in the world. And I'm praying for you. I love you. And mwah, keeping healthy, be human, and have the best time in our November Bible Challenge. All right. Bye, my gorgeous queen. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.